All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, good to be back.
And today we are talking apple and not the fruit,
No, not the fruit.
not the delicious snack,
No.
the devices that we use every single day,
Exactly right.
all those shiny Apple devices, iPhones, iPads, Macs,
The watches
watches,
and the
TVs,
cool TVs.
the whole
A
ecosystem.
whole thing. Even that new Vision Pro headset that just came out.
Vision Pro. Yeah, Vision Pro.
So, yeah, big deep dive today.
Huge, big vulnerabilities.
Big vulnerabilities, and they're not just theoretical. These are being exploited.
Yeah, that's what makes this one so interesting, right?
Right.
There's been reports that these vulnerabilities that we're going to talk about today are actually being used in the wild right now.
That's right. And some security researchers are calling this one of the most sophisticated and concerning exploit chains of the year. So this is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And the fact that they're being used to target high-value individuals is especially concerning.
That's very interesting. Yeah. So that's what we're going to dive into today.
Okay, so we're going to talk about what these vulnerabilities are, how they matter to you, even if you're not a high-value individual, and what you need to do about it.
Yeah. What you could do to protect yourself.
So let's start with the term that's been thrown around a lot with this, which is zero-day exploits.
Right. Zero day.
Sounds scary.
Yeah. So basically, a zero day exploit is a vulnerability that is unknown to the software developer. So in this case, Apple. They don't know about this vulnerability yet. And because they don't know about it, they haven't had any days to fix it.
Okay.
So that's where the zero day comes from.
Makes sense.
So it gives the attackers a huge advantage because there's no patch. There's
Yeah.
no way to protect yourself.
They're exploiting something that no one even knows about yet.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's talk about the three specific vulnerabilities that
Okay.
have been highlighted. The first one is this CVE-2025-24200, which involves something called USB restricted mode.
Right, USB restricted mode.
I don't think I've even heard of that before.
So USB restricted mode is a security feature that Apple introduced a while back in 2018. And essentially what it does is it prevents unauthorized access to the data on your iPhone or iPad if it's been locked for a certain amount of time. So the idea is if you lose your phone or someone steals your phone, they can't just plug it into a computer.
And get all the data off of it.
Exactly. So it's a really important security feature.
That makes sense. So, what is this vulnerability, this CVE-2025-24200? How does it get around that protection?
So this one's a little bit scary because it allows someone with physical access to your device to bypass USB restricted mode.
Oh, so even if it's been locked,
Even if it's locked.
if they have physical access, they can.
Potentially, yeah. And it was discovered by Bill Martzak at the Citizen Lab, and Apple has confirmed that this exploit has been used in what they call highly sophisticated attacks, which suggests that it's not just random hackers, it's probably like targeted espionage type stuff.
Okay, so that's the first one. Let's move on to the second vulnerability,
Okay.
which is CVE-2025-24201. I love these names.
Easy to remember, right?
Yeah, very catchy. It's called the WebKit escape.
Right, WebKit Escape.
Okay, so WebKit is what like powers Safari, right? And a bunch of other apps.
Right, WebKit is the browser engine that Apple uses for Safari, but it's also used by a lot of other apps. And this vulnerability is what's called an out-of-bounds write issue, which basically means that a malicious website or web content can write data outside of its allowed memory space. And when that happens, they can potentially execute code or access sensitive information that they shouldn't be able to.
So it's sort of escaping the sandbox.
Exactly. It's escaping the sandbox that it's supposed to be confined to.
And there's this really troubling detail that I read, which is that this bug builds on a previously patched exploit in iOS 17.2.
Yeah. So this is not the first time that they've tried to exploit this. It seems like the attackers are very persistent.
Okay, so they're just constantly trying to find ways to exploit this WebKit.
It's a cat and mouse game.
Let's move on to the third critical vulnerability,
Okay.
which is CVE-2025-24085, the Core Media exploit.
Right.
Okay, so Core Media handles all of the multimedia on our devices, right?
Yeah, so videos, audio photos, anything that's like media related goes through Core Media.
So this vulnerability is what's called a use after free memory bug,
Yeah, use after free.
which is a mouthful.
Yeah, it's a bit of a technical term, but basically what it means is that a program tries to access memory that has already been freed up. And that can lead to all sorts of problems, including crashes. And it can also allow malicious apps to gain elevated privileges on your device.
Right. So basically, they can do things that they're not supposed to be able to do.
Exactly.
Okay. And it looks like this particular exploit has been used on older iOS versions before 17.2.
Yeah. So it seems like this one might be a little bit older.
Gotcha. But it's still concerning, though, right? Because the people who haven't updated.
Yeah.
You can still be vulnerable to this.
Right. If you're not updating your devices regularly, you're leaving yourself open to all sorts of vulnerabilities.
That's okay. So good reminder to update your devices, folks.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the third vulnerability.
Right.
Let's talk about Apple's response, which is they have issued urgent software updates to address these issues.
Right.
What are the updates that people need to be looking for?
So for iPhone and iPad, you want to update to iOS 18.3 or iPadOS 18.3 or later.
Okay.
For Macs, macOS Sequoia 15.3. For Apple WatchOS 11.3.
All right.
For Apple TV, tvOS 18.3.
Okay.
And for Vision Pro, visionOS 2.3 or later.
All right. So those are the magic numbers.
A magic number.
Make sure your devices are updated.
Exactly.
Now, for anyone listening who maybe doesn't update their devices that often, can you just give us a quick step-by-step on how to find and install these updates?
Sure. So on iPhone or iPad, you go to the Settings app.
Okay.
Tap on General and then select Software Update.
Okay.
And it'll check for updates. And if one is available, you just tap Download and Install.
Right.
Pretty simple. On a Mac, you go to the Apple menu in the top left corner.
Yep.
Then System Settings and then Software Update.
Okay.
On Apple Watch, you can do it through the Watch app on your iPhone.
Gotcha.
And for Apple TV and Vision Pro, it's in the Settings app under Software Update.
Gotcha. Okay. Easy enough. And beyond just checking manually for updates every time they come out, how do we make sure that our devices are just always up to date?
So the best thing you can do is enable automatic updates.
Okay.
And that's usually in the software update settings on each device.
Okay.
And if you turn that on, your devices will automatically download and install updates whenever they're available.
Great. So you don't even have to think about it.
Exactly. One less thing to worry about.
All right. So that's updating our devices. Are there any other things that we can do to protect ourselves?
Yeah. So updating your software is the most important thing. But there are other things you could do as well, like being careful about what links you click on.
Right.
Especially in emails and text messages.
Right. Don't click on anything that looks suspicious.
Exactly. And don't download apps from untrusted sources.
Right. Stick to the App Store.
Yes.
Okay. Good advice. What else?
You can also enable lockdown mode on iPhones and iPads.
Lockdown mode?
Yeah, so lockdown mode is a feature that basically restricts a lot of the functionality on your device.
Yeah.
But it makes it a lot harder for attackers to target you.
Okay, so it's sort of like a trade-off.
Yeah, it's a trade-off between convenience and security.
Okay, but if you're really concerned about being targeted,
then lockdown mode is a good option.
Okay. And it's also a good idea to keep an eye on your devices for any unusual behavior.
Right. Like if your phone starts getting really hot.
Yeah.
Or the battery's draining really fast.
Yeah.
That could be a sign that something's wrong.
Okay. Or like random restarts.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So just pay attention to your device.
Pay attention.
All right. What about public Wi-Fi? Are there things we should be aware of?
Yeah. Public Wi-Fi can be risky.
Okay.
So if you're going to use public Wi-Fi, it's a good idea to use a VPN.
VPN, okay.
A virtual private network.
Right.
And also be careful about what devices you connect to your phone.
Okay, so like those charging stations.
Yeah, like charging stations or any kind of like random USB device.
Yeah.
You don't know what's on those.
Good point.
Hmm.
All right, so let's get to some of the frequently asked questions that we see coming up around these vulnerabilities.
All right.
So the first one who discovered these vulnerabilities.
So we know that Bill Martzak from the Citizen Lab discovered at least one of them.
Okay.
The USB restricted mode bypass.
Okay.
But Apple hasn't said who discovered the other ones.
All right. Were regular everyday users directly targeted by these attacks?
So it seems like these attacks were initially targeted at high value individuals.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that regular users are safe.
Right.
Because if you don't update your devices, you could still be vulnerable.
Yeah, so it could spread.
It could.
Gotcha, okay. What about antivirus software? Can that protect against these kinds of threats?
So antivirus software is generally not very effective against zero-day exploits.
Right.
Because by definition, they're new.
Right.
So the antivirus software doesn't know about them yet.
So it can't protect you from them.
Exactly.
Okay, do these vulnerabilities pose a risk to older Apple devices?
Yeah, so as we mentioned earlier, one of the exploits was used on older iOS versions.
Right.
And older devices that don't get updates anymore are particularly vulnerable.
Right, because they're just stuck.
They're stuck, yeah.
Okay, so those folks are really at risk.
Yeah.
All right, is there any indication that these exploits are connected to any specific groups like spyware vendors or state-sponsored actors?
So Apple hasn't said anything officially.
Right.
But the level of sophistication of these attacks suggests that it could be, you know, a nation state or a well-funded organization.
Right. This isn't some teenager in their basement.
No.
This is a sophisticated operation.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is Apple doing to prevent these kinds of issues from arising in the future?
So Apple invests a lot of money in security.
Okay.
They have a whole team of security researchers.
Right.
And they also have a bug bounty program.
Right. So they pay people to find vulnerabilities.
Exactly.
Okay. So they're trying to be proactive about it.
Yeah. They're trying to stay ahead of the bad guy.
Okay, good. And there was a brief mention in the material we're looking at about a company called Technigian.
Right. Technigian.
And it sounded like they offer Apple device security services.
Yeah. So they're like a security company that specializes in Apple devices.
Okay. So like what kind of stuff do they offer?
So they offer things like managed software updates.
Okay.
So they can make sure that all of your devices are always up to date.
Right.
They also offer real-time threat detection. Mm. So they can monitor your devices for any suspicious activity.
Okay.
And they can also help you to implement security policies.
Okay.
Like lockdown mode.
Gotcha.
And they can also provide incident response.
So if something bad does happen.
If you get hacked.
Right.
They can help you to clean up the mess.
Okay, so they're like a one-stop shop for Apple security?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so if you're a business or an individual that needs help with Apple security,
Technigian is a good option.
All right, good to know. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
This has been a very in-depth, deep dive into some pretty serious security vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
And the takeaway message is that everyone who uses an Apple device needs to update their software.
Immediately.
Like right now.
Don't wait.
Drop what you're doing.
Go update.
Go update your devices. And I think it's also just worth taking a minute to think about the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
These attacks were targeted at high-value individuals. But they really highlight how valuable the data on our devices is.
To everyone.
To everyone. And how vulnerable we all are if we don't take security seriously.
Exactly.
So just a good reminder to be vigilant and to think about your digital security. All right. That's our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.